We welcome back the Book Loft to our weekly book pick segment. The Great Barrington-based bookstore has, they have a new owner, relatively new, year old or so, and we are happy to have them as part of our list of terrific independent booksellers. We welcome this morning Zazu Galdos Shapiro. She's here to tell us about some of the great books now out and on store shelves, including the ones at the Book Loft, and it's a great pleasure to welcome her to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Very nice to have you here. So where shall we begin?
Let's start with The Wanderers, because I think this is a great book for almost anyone. I think it's really going to transcend people's usual taste levels, genres they normally go for. It's written by Meg Howry, and I'd never heard of her before, but I'm really glad I picked this one up. Takes place about present day-ish, we're maybe just a few years in the future with how we're able to go out to space. They're looking at going out to Mars, which is current right now. And they pick three astronauts, a female from the United States and two guys, one from Russia and one from Japan. And it's really, they're not actually going out to Mars. So this isn't hard sci-fi or anything. This is really just about these people and the training they're going through. They're put into an isolated simulation. And you hear from their family members who are outside of it. You know, this takes place over a year and a half. You can imagine it must be incredibly difficult. You hear from the psychologist is one of my favorite perspectives that is keeping an eye on them all the time through all the cameras. And it's just fascinating to see all of these unique perspectives. And the author does an incredible job just painting a picture of why we do this and getting into their heads.
It is The Wanderers by Meg Howry, and new to you, which is always fun when you find a new author.
Yeah, and I looked back at her other books, and they've been very different, so I'll keep an eye on her in the future.
The Wanderers. All right, next up.
All right, the next one is Orphan Island by Laurel Snyder. This is by far her best book. She's done other children's books in the past. And yes, this is marketed for kids, but I want to just take a moment to say I really think this is one of those kids' books that adults should absolutely read. It really, it makes a difference the way she writes this book. And one of my favorite quotes from C.S. Lewis is that a children's story that can only be enjoyed by children is not a good children's story.
Right.
So this is about Ginny, and she is on an island with a bunch of kids. And if you're having Lord of the Flies flashbacks, don't. It's totally different. One child comes in a boat about once a year, and they're probably pretty young, maybe 2 or 3 years old. That kid gets off, and the oldest kid on the island gets in, and the boat sails away. And that's all you really know about that. But the concept is that Ginny is now the oldest kid, and she's taking care of the youngest, and she's going through all of these questions, not just the obvious ones like, why are we here, and what's the deal with the boat and the island, but also all of the questions that you encounter as you're growing up and throughout life about why does change happen? Is it okay to not know things? And she really develops wonderfully from a very stubborn, certain young girl to being very uncertain and not knowing what's going on. And I think we can all learn a lot from it.
Orphan Island by Laurel Snyder.
The next one is quite new. It's by Lydia Yuknovich, called The Book of Joan. And for anyone who's ever read her memoir called The Chronology of Water, you won't be led astray by this brand new one that she's come out, which is actually a novel and very, very different for her. It's got a pretty hard sci-fi premise. Lots of current stuff, you know, sci-fi is so often very predictive and current with what's going on, ecological disaster. There's a celebrity who's a ruler. It's very quotable. But the wonderful thing about Lydia Yuknovich is her writing style. She is so different. She is visceral. She doesn't care about taboos. She brings all of these lofty ideas down to the core of the matter, to the brain and the body. She talks about gender identity. She talks about sexuality. It's really, I've never read anything like her before.
So it is The Book of Joan by Lydia
Yuknovich? I mean, I don't know if that's how it's pronounced.
Yuknovich. All right, we'll go with that.
Yeah, there's a couple I don't know.
But we do know it's Joan. The Book of Joan. All right.
And this next one isn't quite as new. It came out last fall, but it really ties in wonderfully with the Book of Joan. It's called Viscera by Gabriel Scalia. Again, not sure that last name is pronounced correctly, but the important thing is the book. Again, this author does for fantasy what I think Lydia Yuknovich just did for sci-fi with the Book of Joan. In Viscera, you've got the different characters on this sort of Lord of the Rings style journey, but it is so totally different because, again, as the title suggests, it is visceral. It is about the body, about gender, about sexuality, and it just sort of takes writing to a whole new level.
Viscera by Gabriel
Scalia, maybe?
Scalia. You picked some good names here.
Yeah, I know. Like I just realized.
Next.
Next is Punch Escrow, and I apologize, this one is on the shelves next week on July 25th.
Right. So this you'll have something to look forward to.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
All right.
So, and this is by Tal M. Klein. And this, I think, I just saw an article a few days ago about scientists managing to teleport a photon out to a satellite. So this is really, really current because it's all about this idea of teleportation. And again, super current. There's corporations around the world, it's a great thriller, but for those of you who love to get a little bit deeper into the science, it is super accurate, really interesting, and it's all done, all of the hard science is done in footnotes. So if you just want a fun thriller, don't read the footnotes and you just get a great fun thriller.
All right.
But if you want some more info, read the footnotes, and he gets really, really hardcore into this. So it's a really fun, it's the first book put out by Geek and Sundry. So it's a really fun one.
So you read the footnotes.
I read like half the footnotes. I started out reading all of them, and then I realized that this was going to take me a long time to read. So I read the ones about topics that interested me in particular. So you can really customize this book. It feels almost like choose your own adventure style. Yeah.
That's fun. Punch Escrow by Tal M. Klein. All right.
And the next one is two books in one because it's part of a series. And Sleeping Giants came out about a year ago, but Waking Gods, which is book two, just came out a couple months ago by, again, with the name Sylvain Neuvel, maybe. And the series starts out with a very young girl. She's out walking, somewhere in the Midwest of the United States, and she falls into a perfectly square hole, and at the bottom of it is like a sheet of metal, and it turns out they excavate it and it's this gigantic metal hand with weird symbols on it. It's way heavier than it should be based off of any metal that we know in the world. It's very odd. This little girl grows up to become a physicist, a scientist, and she gathers a team. There's a linguist, which does a great job. The author does a great job with the linguistics involved. And probably because he is a linguist, and a young woman who is, an army helicopter pilot. It's just this fascinating cast of characters that come together to try to figure out what on earth is going on with this metal hand. So again, there's a bit of great realistic science. There's some great linguistics in there, but it ultimately is talking about ecological disaster, again, into the politics. It's really, really fascinating. It's a great mystery. You don't know what's coming. And the format is fascinating as well because it's done with interviews and, log notes and, very epistolarian style. So,
and that's the case for both books.
That's the case for both books. Yeah, and the second book is just as good as the first. I can't say too much about it, obviously, because you should read the first one first. But they're both excellent, and I believe we'll be expecting just one more in the series.
So it'll be a trilogy, ultimately.
Yes, as they all are these days.
Well, hey, if you can get a book contract for three, why not? So the book is Sleeping Giants and Waking Gods, and it is by Sylvain Neuvel.
Yeah, who knows?
Sounds good. For more information on all of these books, you can go to the Book Loft in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. You can visit them. They're right in Barrington Plaza. You can also go online to thebookloft.com. To make it extra convenient for you, we have Zazu's list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable, and you can see our book pick list there and also a link to the Book Loft. Zazu, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Thank you for the great picks, and have a great rest of the summer. Good
thank
to see you.
Thank you
very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.